Oh, did Erev Shabbos Kedesh, Parshas Kisiso, Parshas Poro, Zeis, Chukas, HaToyro, Tov Shem Pei. And we're learning a Maimer. Now you'll notice that the Maimer is from Parshas Tzav. But you'll also notice that the date of the Maimer is yesterday. Because the Tov Shem Lamed Ches, which is 42 years ago, it was an Ibayad, there were two others. So we're a little bit ahead. This maimed, as you can see, it's 11 pages. It's 11 pages long, and I'm planning on teaching it in 3 days. I'm going to give 3 classes on this, which means today and Blinad, we'll see what's going to be with the school staying open and closed. Blinad, they're going forward Monday and Tuesday. I'm planning to teach this maimed. This maimed is a hemshech to Purim. It's pashat a hemshech to Purim. And to be sure, it made me understand the Purim Maimed. The Purim Maimed we learned last Friday and last Monday, which was the Tanis. We learned the Maimed of Purim. I did it in 2 classes. I taught you the Maimed last Friday and then Monday. And I didn't appreciate what the Rebbe was really trying to say until I got to this. And now that I got to this Maimed, I understand much better the Maimed of Purim. And I'll tell you the Nekudah. And what we're going to do is we're not learning the Maimed in order. Today we're doing Purim. Today we're going to be doing the Purim part of the Maimed. In other words, we're doing this Maimed inside out. First we're going to do Purim. Then we're going to do... You'll see how the Maimed is going to go. We're starting on page Reish Mem. We're going to do V'achaltem Ochel. And then we're going to work away. We're going to do it in 3 pieces. Today we're doing Purim. Then Monday we're going to do V'achaltem Ochel. And then on Tuesday we're going to do Zeh Karbonata. Now you don't know what these words mean, but I do know what these words mean because I prepared it a little bit. If you remember, I showed you in the Maimed that we learned last week, that twice in the Maimed, the Rebbe said that there's a difference between Yiddishkeit before Purim and after Purim. And what did he say? That the Yiddishkeit before Purim, many great things happened to us. The Rebbe says, Bechlal, all the Yomim Tevim. Are Beklolos connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim? He said, but after Yetzias Mitzrayim, there could be Golos again. Let's haste. You could have a good situation, and then there should be a reversal, and you have to come back to it again, and so on. And the Rebbe said, and this is one of those great words, because it doesn't mean anything, and it allows you for it to mean many things. The Rebbe indicated that after Purim, it's not like that. After the Nes of Purim, the Shinoyim that came to the world as a consequence of the Nes of Purim are permanent. Which of course doesn't make any sense. The fact is that after Purim we went into who knows how many other galuyos. But the Rebbe's point is, whether we understand it completely or not, is that the change that took place in the world through the Nes of Purim is a permanent kind of change, whether you see it or you don't see it. However, and this is where this Maimer comes in, there's going to be a new Purim when Mashiach comes. And it says in the Gemara, that it says in the Chazal, says in the Chazal, that Kol HaMoyed and Betelim, all the Yomim Tovim are going to be battle when Mashiach comes. And of course, you all know the controversy. How could you say that the Yomim Tovim are going to be battle when Mashiach comes? We know that the Teda never changes, right? Especially Halachas, that Teda never changes. So the Rebbe says, of course we're going to have the other Yomim Tovim, Lasad Lovi. But they're going to be, quote, battle Kishrage Betihara. If you go outside in the sunlight with a candle, the candle's not giving any light. It's giving light. But it makes no difference. Because in the presence of a light which is many times greater than it, it's so inconsequential, it doesn't make a difference. Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be a Pesach. But the regular daily gilui of Mashiach is going to be so high that Pesach's light is going to be like a candle in the daylight. And the same is true of Shavuos, and the same is true of Sukkot. Chanukah and Purim, even Lasad Lavi, are going to be outstanding. Even after Mashiach comes, there's going to be a great light of Mashiach, and yet when Purim comes, there's going to be an even higher union than the days of Mashiach besides for Purim, and therefore Purim is going to be a Yom Tov even less love. Purim is so much higher than the other Yomim Tevim. Other Yomim Tevim, they're going to practically be Liyasad Lave, but they're going to be Batal Mashiach and Shlaga B'tira. Purim Liyasad Lave is going to be stronger than the Tira, stronger than the daylight of Mashiach as we didn't in Purim. Why? So, of course, in other Maimonim it says, because Purim is Inyan HaMesiras Nefesh. In our Maimon, I think it says, because Purim is the Inyan of Ish Yehudi, the idea of Hoidah, of submission, and Kabbalah Seil. which also means Mesiris Nefesh. In other words, a relationship with the Eibish not based on reason, but a relationship with the Eibish that's based on submission. And therefore, the Asad Lave Purim is going to be a distinct Yom Tov even then. So the Rebbe says there's two Purims. There's the Purim of now. And like I said, in the last Maimon, the Rebbe says, the Purim of now is something, the Rebbe said this in the previous Maimon, the Purim Maimon, that affects a change in the world that's forever. The idea of Haidah, the idea of submission, the idea of Bittul, the idea of Kabbalah Seil, is a constant that never changes. Nevertheless, the Rebbe says several things. Number one, every year Purim is higher than the Purim before. Number two, the Purim of Liyasid Lavay is going to be altogether higher than the Purim of now. And then number three, at the end of the Maimon, just to make things really interesting, the Rebbe is going to say that the entire Purim of Liyasid Lavay is dependent on the Purim of now. The three separate things, I'll say them all together again. Number one, that the Purim of now affects a change which is forever. But there's every year a Maimon Bakedish in this. Number two, La'asad love is going to be God and under the Purim, an even higher Purim. And number three, that the Purim, the avoid of Purim today, the avoid of Adgadah now, sets up the Purim of La'asad love. This is the Purim part of this Maimon. It's connected to another sugya, another parsha. That in that other parsha, you have the same thing. What's the same thing? The Mitzad Echad, we say, there's going to be La'asad love Yagavaldik Agilui. And Mitzad Hasheni, we say, this Gevalda Gajil is also lovely, we really already have now. That's how this Maimer goes. It was using Purim as a mushal to explain V'achaltem Ochol V'Savaya V'laltem B'Shem Elikechem Asheseh Mochem V'Hafli. The other pasuk is Zek Korban Adon. Zek Korban Adon, the Medrash teaches, this is the Korban where Adon himself becomes a Korban. Zek Korban Adon. Adam himself becomes a korban. Is the idea of achaltem ochel, which is going to be liyotzed loving now also. So the Rebbe is paralleling. He's saying be'emes Purim is be'ike liyotzed loving. We have it now too. Similarly, v'achaltem ochel is be'ike liyotzed loving, but you have it now also in zeh korban madin. I'm speaking in riddles. I know. I'm sort of setting up the maimon. I know. We'll talk about all of these things. That now already you have an inyan of Liyasad Lavei, but Liyasad Lavei it's going to be even more. So I want to learn today the Purim the Kishtikel of this Maimid, and how it relates to the Karbanes, Liyasad Lavei, and it relates to Adon HaKoyen, even Bezman HaZeh, this we're going to do with Shem in the subsequent classes. So everybody do me a favor, and turn to page Reish Mem, at the bottom of the page of number one. Okay, v'yesh l'kasher inyin zeh in mashamatzinu al derev zeh binyan ha-purim. Purim is an incredible inyin, right? Because I came up with this cliche, yeah? Shavuos, Hashem forced us to take the Torah or we'll die. I'm sorry for using that word. Purim, Hashem forced us to abandon the Torah or we'll die. And we wouldn't abandon the Torah. That's literally how explicit it is. Shavuos, they used to dangle the mountain over our head and said, take the Torah or pay, take for Aschem. Purim, Haman was killing only Yehudim, he wasn't killing Freya Yidden, he wasn't killing Yivrim. And Rabbi Me'ami Ha'aretz Mesyahadim, Yidden refused to budge, they stood a whole year in Hachana Lamus, the Rebbe says, ready to die, Al Kiddush Hashem, and to all the Shinoim, the Rebbe said in the last Maimon. So Purim is so much higher than Mountain Torah. And what's the foundation of it? We didn't approach our relationship with Hashem with our mind. We approached our relationship with Hashem with our submission, with our ish Yehudi, with our Mesidas Nefesh and Bittul and Kabbalah Seil. And of course, in the last Maimon, the Rebbe said, therefore you have a new Oira and a new Simcha and a new Sofen and a new Yikod. Right? That's the whole point of the Maimon. And the Rebbe says two things. Number one, I'm repeating myself, that the Shinui of Purim is a permanent Shinui. And number two, that there's going to be Nacha Purim after Mashiach. So let's read now the Purim piece of this Maimon, and let's forget about all the other things. I said words that don't have meaning yet. They will get meaning as the Shiurim go on. I'm reading inside the Mashamatzinu, says the Medrash says about Purim. Yeah? Shagam liyasad lavi after Mashiach comes. And Il Mabah occurs. Shekol amayid nebetelim. All the Yom Tovim are going to be bottled. Hini may I put him layibah. The days of Purim will never be bottled. Shanem, as the pasuk says, he may I put him layavru. The days of Purim are never going to be passed over. Vizichram, and remembering them, layosu is not going to be drawn him izadim from the seed, from the children of the Jewish people. And the Rebbe brings it. The Rambam brings it. In the end of Hilchas Purim, if you look inside the very last halacha of Hilchas Purim, which is Hilchas Purim Chanukah, Perek Beis, he brings two things. First of all, he brings Benegeh to the Sfarim. The Rambam brings the Benegeh to the Sfarim. Kol HaNeviim B'Teilim Chutz MeMegillas Esther. And then later on, at the end, he brings Benegeh to Yemei HaPurim. So in other words, the Rambam actually says both things. That the Megillas Esther is not bottled, and the Rebbe Rambam's lashon is a dezichran atzaris of other Yom Tovim we're going to forget, or the dezichran atzaris of Purim we're always going to remember, and the Yemei HaPurim are always going to be special. Kol hay mayadim b'teilim chutz mechanekah upur. The Rebbe omavur bazeh. So it says in Chassidus about this idea that la'asad loving all the other Yom Tovim above except for Purim. Shachid is the Purim, but what makes Purim special is Shagili ha'oi, that there's going to be a revelation of light on Purim. I'm on top of page Reish Mem Aleph. Yenikir v'nirgesh will be evident and felt. Gam l'gabi yagili edili yosef. There's going to be a light of Mashiach, a light of Elam Hapu, which is going to be all the time. Purim is going to come along and add a higher light. V'layiyah, it will not be kishraga betira, like a candle during the day. Kumei kumal ha'moyedim shir betel m'asid. All the Yom Tovim will be basid liyosef. The Afshag Amaz Yi in Yanamaydim. You have to say that we're going to have other Yom Tovim. Sharei the Rambam Paskins. Hateira Leitia Muchlefas. Hateira never changes. So for sure there's going to be mitzvahs. But Yi the Be'efen the Shraga Be'ei Shraga Shabotl Be'ei Hatihara. There's going to be Yom Pesach, Shuah, Sukkis. It's going to be like a candle during the day. It'll be there. But you won't notice it. Skip one line. Five lines in the top of the page. When it comes to the light of Purim, it'll be separate and apart. Distinct. Even for the light of the Yasad Love, it's also love to be a great light. And Purim is going to be even a greater light. It says, there's just two sides. On the one hand, you don't have to wait for Mashiach to have Purim, even though Purim is even higher than Mashiach. And it happens, B'chol Shana V'Shana, it happens every year. And every year, the Rebbe says two things. Every year is higher than the year before. And from the days of Purim, it's Nimshach into all the days of the year that follow it. Those are two different things. Number one, Mishana L'Shana, there's a Mailin B'Kedesh. And number two, from the Yemei HaPurim, it's Nimshach Al Kol HaShana Kul. Now skip two lines. Ubiyachad imzeh, underlined, you see, at the same time, hini ha'il l'shemei ha'purim, what's special about the Yemei ha'purim, hu k'mei ma'ila se'er she'yoy, it's like a level of light which is going to shine, skip the parenthesis, till Yosef Lavi after Mashiach comes. So the Purim that we have now isn't real the real Purim. If Purim is a light which is even higher than Mashiach, and we're not sensitive to the light of Mashiach, we're certainly not sensitive fully to the union of Mei Purim. So on the one hand, we have Purim now. On the other hand, the Purim of Yosef Lavi is going to be even higher. She'elechein gam lo Yosef Lavi le'yibat lo Yemei Purim. Yosef Lavi, the days of Purim are not going to pass. And then the Rebbe connects it to the topic of our Maimed, which I'm skipping, that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be an idea of Achal Tamoch. But even now, before Mashiach comes, there's something called Zeh Korban Aaron, where Aaron himself becomes a Korban. So we say, Zeh Korban Aaron is already like it's going to be Mashiach comes. But when Mashiach comes, it'll be Asher Osei Mochem Lahafli V'achal Tamochem. And the same is true. Purim is already now, but the Purim of Mashiach's time is going to be Gor Anande Purim. V'ha'inyin Bozeh, the Rebbe explains, Zihine. Klovos HaSipir V'amitvis Dimea Purim Koshur HaMegillah Sestim. If you want to understand the story of Purim and the mitzvahs of Purim, start with the Megillah of Purim. Sheyesh bo abeis ketzobis. The Megillah of Purim has two extremes. Mechad gisa, on the one hand, lo nizke bo Hashem Hashem. None of the Eibishter's names are written in the Megillah. And the Rebbe brings it in Kabbalah Svarim. They have all kinds of Rimozim. In Kabbalah Svarim, they find Shemis and Rimozim and all kinds of exotic inyonim associated with the Megillah. In other words, there are Shemis of the Eibishter in the Megillah, but explicitly, the Eibishter, it's Takapele. in the entire story of Esther, Hashem is never mentioned. And of course, which shows us something very, very low. Ule'idach gisa. On the other hand, six lines from the bottom of the page. The fact that in the Purim story there's never a mention of the Eibishter's name is because it's above the level of the Shem's name, like the Gilu, which is going to be when Mashiach comes, which is higher than Shem Avaya, and like you have Avaya Lila Kim. He gives us a bunch of Kabbalah stuff. In other words, I'll put it to you in these oasis, yeah? When you speak about godliness, what is the mushal? What is the classic? What is the elementary mushal for godliness? The elementary mushal for godliness is light that comes from a source and it illuminates a darkness. That's the mushal, right? The mushal for light that comes from a source. So the light is over there. The darkness is over here. You bring the light from there to here. Yeah, it's a classic idea. There's another idea. That in the darkness, there's light. And if you can find the light within the darkness, you don't have to artificially or externally illuminate the darkness. You have to just find the light within the darkness itself. That's the Purim story. The Eibishter is running his world, b'derech ha-teva. There's no nisim. The whole thing is teva. Right? I told my students last night, every single aspect of the Purim story happened 100 times in the ancient worlds of kings and queens. 100 times. You put them together in this order, it's an incredibleness. So where's the ness? The ness is that the world carries through the divine purpose. So on the one hand, it's totally concealed. On the other hand, it's a revelation which is higher than the phenomena of revelation. That's why there's no name of the Eibishter in Purim, Megill says. Second line from the bottom. Just like there's two extremes in the Megillah, there's two extremes in Purim. Shanim Shachin Shalamai Laminyan Hashem is Purim is above names. On the other hand, Adlamokam Tachtan Shabay comes to the lowest levels. That Laimeir Agila turned to page Resh Membe the Shesha Mabaye. That goes from the highest level to the lowest level. That in the world you see God. In the world you see God. Second line from the top of page Resh Membe is Galderech Bezak Tovis Shabinyan Achashvedish. This is similar to the two extremes in the name Achashvedish. Then on the other hand, Achashvedish means Achris Vereshis Shalei. Achris Vereshis Shalei means that by Hashem there's no time. Right? The end and the beginning by Him are the same, means there's no time. Above the world. On the other hand, we say, Yubiyachadim Zeh, Hareze Be'efen Shenimshach Be'achris Vereshis. The phenomena of Ha'ulkus, where there is no time, comes into every day, comes into Achris Vereshis. So the Rebbe gave us 3 models. For the two ktsavas, Purim, right? Purim is lower than any other Yom Tov, and Purim is higher than the Giloyim Aliyasad Lavi, and it's Haba Hatal, it's both the same thing. Because what is Purim? Purim is nature. But how nature is the Eibishter, which is even higher than the miracles of Aliyasad Lavi, and at the same time, it's Shashtil, Anarash, to see the Giloy of Purim, in other words, to experience the God of Purim, it's the highest God, but it's easiest to miss. That's what the Rebbe is trying to tell us. And the Rebbe goes on to another subject, which always goes together. The same two extremes we find. That it says in Yerushalmi, it's brought in footnote 70. Even after Mashiach comes, halacha is not going to be battle like Purim. And I want you to know that in footnote 70, there's a missing maramakam. I wrote it in. The Tafshin Nun Beis Tishrei, the Rebbe spoke a classic sikhe. It doesn't get enough airtime. I don't know why. Where the Rebbe explains the meaning of halachis, of teira shvapeh, einam b'teira lev. I talked about it yesterday in the capital class, because yesterday we did 3 mitzvot. We did chukim, we did mitzvahs, and we did mishpatim. So the word mishpatim, the targum teaches, kehilchas kamaisa, kemishpat arishim, kehilchas kamaisa. So I talked about the word halacha. I mentioned the sikh, where the Rebbe says there's something called halicha yisraelam, and there's something called halachis. Halicheis Eilam stops. The idea of walking through the world through Yiddishkeit stops. But halacheis, this that's higher than the world, the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, Einim Betem Eilam. They should really put in that Maramokam. I think it's very important. Okay. Va'inyin bazed, the pshat is, l'chei letarach b'yed akasha. My time edaka halachas psukas v'yibatla. I don't understand. Laws are boring. And they're also black and white. And they're also not sophisticated. Laws, do this, do this. What's sophisticated? How you came to the law, the process, the shaklevetaria, what's called in Yishnigle, Tami halachas, the process by which the halacha is reached, That's a big deal. No, that's bottle. The only thing that stays is the Trukan Halacha. You know, the Rebbe once said, I think I'm almost positive, I saw it in the Mugid Kisicha, that the Rambam is the Halacha of Lasid Lavi. That's it. And the Rambam, with the Halacha of Lasid Lavi, this is the Shulchan Aruch which the Eibishter had before he made the world. All the other Shulchan Aruchs are modifications of Rambam based on the needs and the times in the world. But the Rambam is the Halacha of Lasid Lavi, and the Rambam is the Halacha which came before the world, which survives the whole world, and it's Halachas, Psukes, Beli, Taimim. It's just boring laws, no time. And the Rebbe continues. The Echad HaBiyurim Bazeh, one of the explanations. She'in Yin Shalacha Psuka, that the notion of a dry law, a fixed law, on the one hand, is Negeya, Lahabirah, the Matamata B'yesa, the clarity of the very lowest levels. Like it says in Tanya, that why does it say in the Braise? Kol Hashein Halachas B'chol Yeim of Techelishum V'Elam Abba Dafkun Yildan Halachas. Are you zeichet to have a chelik in Elam Abba Akiv and Shadavka? The Halacha Psukah, when you do fixed laws, Yeidim, we know, Kate said, Levarit as Hamata Mata V'Dafkun Yisim, how to fix the world. When you're learning Teda, you're learning how to fix the Teda. When you're learning law, you're learning how to fix the world. You fulfill the mitzvah learning Torah by learning all the theoretical stuff. Next line. Aval inyan the mitzvah maisiyas, the phenomenon of practical mitzvahs. Kol ha'inyan, which includes, of course, kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim, that not only do you know the Eibishter in Yiddishkeit, you know the Eibishter in every action, is for the sake of the Eibishter. Moreover, b'chol v'rechacha de'eyu, in every one of the things that you do, you could know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So know what to do. You have to fix and finalize the law, which is the concept of halachas. Through the fixed laws. You're able to have an effect in the place where godliness is concealed, which is the creation, like it says in the pasuk, Bereishis bara elokim. And Elikim means concealment. The Rebbe goes into a whole thing about Shema Vay being added to Shema Elikim, and he also mentions that Rashi and Pashas Vayeda on top of page Reish Mem Gimel, where Elikim is an allusion to Elikus in Elosh and Rabim. But that's thinking of Halachas. Halachas is God's will that reaches the world of concealment. Okay, now I want to just insert here the Vart that the Rebbe says so frequently, that it's very important for a Yid to know the Torah is not Chochmah. Torah is not scholarship. Torah is not academics. Torah is not wisdom. Torah is a Torah b'chaim, is a way of life. Or as I said this week, last week, that Torah in the capital class, Torah is oyer. Torah is light. If somebody says Torah is in the human being's mind, they don't know what Torah is. Torah is Rafu Yedeim Adivitera. Torah is a way of life that we live practically, that also has a seichel side. Torah is instructions for how to live. In order to know how to live, you have to study. But the studying of Torah, understanding the Torah, and even understanding how to live the Torah are means to an end. The end is, as the Rebbe says 1,000 times, Torah miloshen hira loy hamedrish ikir ela hamaise. And what's the bridge between the intellectual Torah and the living the Torah practically? Halachas. So the Rebbe says halachas descend into the darkness and they bring a clarity. And the Rebbe now explains. Ach. On the other hand, al yedei ha-halachas, by doing ha-halachas, dafke, pe'alim we influence legalis es tapnim with the Shem Elokim to reveal what's concealed in Shem Elokim, and as a result, in yezeh nasa yedei shemimshicha midarge she'el lamayim v'shem havayim. Halachas are boring. No one's going to say shechonot. I mean, some people like laws, but halachas are not like chesidus or even like lomdus. Halachas are dry, and their source is incredibly high. Why? Because their inyan is to come incredibly low. And to come incredibly low, you have to come from a very, very high source. And that's what Dr. Rebbe is explaining in Tanya, that Allah is coming from Ratzon, from Kesir, and that's why they come down into action. So again, just like by Purim, there's two extremes, by Allah has these two extremes. Let's read it. Shebeklolos, who inyan say the Ishtalshus, Shem Havaye, and Avon of Asog of Teire is Ishtalshus, including Chochma. Skip the parenthesis. The concept of halachas is gilui ratzon helyin, to reveal the divine will, Shalomai lomi chokma, which is above wisdom and understanding. V'hainu, in different words, shebiru rotzen elyein, to bring clarity to the will of HaKadosh Baruch. Nasa, this is achieved, idea shakle v'tali akademis of the earlier discussions, b'chol hakeches, in all faculties. Ad l'kech hachokma, including the faculty of chokma. So this is clear. What did everybody just say? Birur rotzen elyein. Touch birur rotzen elyein. To clarify what he wants. Huh? Birur rotzen elyein. You see, I underlined those two lines, yes? Birur rotzen means to clarify what God wants. That's Torah. And then there's gilui rotzen elyein. Once you clarify what he wants, you reveal what he wants. Says the Rebbe, who, b'halacha psuka. There's two things. Learning Torah is called birur rotzen elyein. It's very exciting, it's very academic, it's very scholarly, it's very deep, it's very precise. And once you're mevada rotzen elyein, then you have to have a gili rotzen elyein. And gili rotzen elyein is a loch of psukah, but a gili lemaisa bepe. Says the Rebbe, he brings a loch of tanya, he says, a dukma sa'amud, but beis chayma, God looks like a column, a bee, in a gigantic beis chayma, in a state. She needs a ba'oret, v'reishem, v'chuba begag. It goes from the lowest levels to the highest levels, from a chages, amata, amata, b'yesed, im elyein, elyein, b'yesed, gavur, b'yesed, sakedesh, shechinech, sa highest and the lowest. If you remember last year's Basi Lagani, it was all about Vasisa Kroshim La Mishka. Atse Shitim Oimdim. And the whole Maimon was about the union of Amida. Of Kalim, going from the highest level to the lowest levels. So what's halachas? Halachas don't reveal Hashem's Chochma. They're Hashem's Ratz, which is higher than Chochma. And they're able to be Mevarer the world. So it's just like Purim. It's the highest and the lowest. And what do you see? You see nothing. You see, you're doing a mitzvah. There's no excitement. Right? What's the problem with Purim? The problem with Purim is that the world itself is the revelation of Hashem. When the world itself is the revelation of Hashem, do you see world or do you see Hashem? It is Hashem. But to see that is more difficult than when Hashem makes a miracle. To see that is more difficult when, so to speak, Havayah is revealed. So that's the Tzaveis, that's the extremes of Purim. It's from the highest of the high to the lowest of the low. And you have to be weary to bring it from the highest of the high to the lowest of the low. And the same is true when it comes to halachas. The same is true when it comes to halachas. This is the pshat. That la'asid lave, there'll still be Purim, and it'll still be outstanding. And la'asid lave, there'll still be halachas, and they'll still be outstanding, with one more kvetch. La'asid lave will see the elikus of Purim. La'asid lave will see the elikus of halacha. Not because the world is going to change, not because the Purim is going to change, not because halachas are going to change, because we're going to change. So when you see nature do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an overt and an explicit and a clear way, that's Purim, Lasid Lavi. Now it's also Purim. That's why Purim is never changing. It's like Purim is forever. That's why Purim is going to be special, Lasid Lavi. But Lasid Lavi, it'll be more special because we'll be able to see it. It's true. There's Purim now also. Can move him the pashtus mizeh. This isn't the pasuk. When it says Yemei Purim Lo Yavru, it doesn't only mean when Mashiach comes; it means now also. Mikol Mokem, the words are circled. Mikol Mokem means Emagia. This doesn't reach; it doesn't touch. Le'ilu Yemei Purim Le'asad Lavi. Purim is going to be after Mashiach comes. Okamuv, he says, understood from this fact. Shafil Yemei Purim Achshav, even the Purim now. Hine. Mishana L'shana Ma'ilem Bakedish. Every Purim were higher than the Purim before. How much more so after Mashiach comes? Sheyeshinu, there's going to be a change. V'aliyah, and an ascent. Le'irak mishana l'shana, not just in a way, this mishana l'shana from year to year. El shalei berach, on a whole different level. The way the Rebbe explains the word shana is in the word shinuyim. In a year, you have every change. The Rebbe said it in the last month. You have every change. You go through a year, you have every change. And you go to the next year, you have every change on a changed level. Lasid Lavi, it's not about Shana, it's not about Shonim, it's a Shalei Berach. How they move on accordingly, Shekala and Yonim, everything which is going to be after Mashiach comes, is going to be Be'efer Shalei Berach. So we have Purim now. Yeah, we have Purim now. And the Purim now is like the Inyan of La'asid Lavi, where on the one hand it's, you don't see anything, on the other hand it's, there's nothing higher than it. Yeah, that's the two sides of Purim, yes? And the Asad Love is going to be even higher. The Rebbe says, Val Derech Mashen is Be'il Maimash Be'edat, as I said to you in the last Maimed. And I swallowed this in the last Maimed. I went through it too quickly. The primary reason I went through it too quickly is because I just didn't have time. The secondary reason I went through it so quickly is because I didn't understand then how clear, how important this is. Because what the Rebbe is trying to say, that as great as Purim is now, Asad Love is going to be even greater. It'll be the same Inyan, but it'll be on an even higher level. So the Rebbe is presenting us with a philosophy, the Rebbe is presenting us with a hashkafa, with a shita, that says that some things we already have now, and they're going to be forever, and Asad Love, they're going to be higher. And there's going to be, in our Maimed, a different example. Okay, what did we say in the last Maimed? There are things that we're able to understand in election. Then there's things we can't understand, we're mechuyev to believe. And of course, you all know the, this is your mashpiyim tell you in yeshiva, in, this is in the cliche category, right? It's emuna yediyah emuna. Faith, knowledge, faith. The Rebbe spoke about this in the Hadin from Mvov, second Hadin on Rambam, which was this time of year, it's Chavzayin Adar Aleph. Shabbos, Chavzayin, Chavav Adar Aleph, Tov Shin, Mvov. What are the two sides? What are the two sides? I'm sorry. What are the three levels? The first emunah is the emunah of a child, and the Rebbe actually argues that in a certain respect the emunah of a child is not only higher than the idea that follows it, it's even higher than the emunah which follows that idea. Why? Because it's simple. But then there's a mitzvah saseide raise according to the Rambam, leides Hashem. It's a biblical command, you have to know HaKadosh Baruch leides Hashem l'das avayim. It's a mitzvah saseide raisa anecha Hashem alekecha v'yediyas dov hazeh. Mitzvah, like it says, anecha Hashem alekecha. It's a mitzvah saseide to be, know, to understand with our mind elokus. Yediyas Hashem, to understand the Eibishter. No, but when you understand the Eibishter, you have a problem. You're understanding the Eibishter with your brain and your mind. And if you have any seichel, you understand the limitations of your understanding. So therefore you say, listen, I understand the Eibishter to the extent that it's possible for me to understand. But beyond that, there's a different faith. And the faith, which is beyond that understanding, is believing that there's so much more to the Eibishter that I don't understand yet. So there's an interesting, there's a, so to speak, there's a scale. As one's yediyah grows, the inyanim, which are left to emunah, ascend. So the Rebbe said that now Shabaklolus Harez Achilak ben Inyan de Mamali Kalamat Shubaifan Shal Yadiyo, the Inyan Save of Kalamat Shubaifan Shal Amunah. Now we understand Mamali Kalamat. Mamali Kalamat really means Man Eshah Amas Aguf Kachach Baruch Matelam. Because Mamali Kalamat means we understand that Hashem gives us life. It's very hard for us to relate to the day of Yeshmiyayah, that every second is making us ex nihilo. It's, our brain can't process that. It's too disturbing, too unsettling. So that's left for Amun. Achlosid love, when Mashiach comes and Amhaba occurs, Yom Shach Beptim is Gamash, Achshim Babachina Seviv. Godliness, which is currently on the level of Seviv, which we're only able to believe, and again, I'm giving you context, to relate to the idea that every second I'm being made from nothing into something, and therefore I have a complete intimate involvement with the Eibishter in me, and me and the Eibishter. Now what's at a level of Mamuna? La said, love, we will push and be able to understand it, be able to experience it. You're not going to have to believe in Save of Kalam and you'll understand it. Because even this idea, we'll be able to understand it. Like it says in the Pasuk, the world is filled with Mamuna Kadosh Baruch Hu. Said, but don't think that you're going to know everything. You'll never know everything. Ve'ilu, and therefore, inyan ha'amuna, yiyuaz, after Mashiach comes, there'll still be amuna. But what's the amuna going to be? Be'inyan, imnayil, and yesen, and these which are even higher. Adli, inyan, even to such ideas, chaim l'mayla, v'yadiyya, l'gamri, which are above the knowledge of the world complete. So the Rebbe says, you understand that scale, yeah, of as the idea moves up, the amuna moves up. Al derech ze, yuvan gam b'negil aliyah, shal yemei ha'purim, lasad lavei, even though Purim is so unusual, and again, I'm going back to the last Maimon, where the Rebbe said twice, and I pointed it out both times, that once Purim happens, there are changes in the world that never go away. Finished. Never. There's no shinuyim. And we scratch our heads. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And again, I don't have an answer to the kasha, but the statement, the words of the Rebbe still stand. that there's a change in the world that comes about through the idea of Ish Yehudi. The Mesiras Nefesh that Yidden had that year, the Bittul that Yidden had that year, the submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they brought into Yiddishkeit, a component which doesn't change. But it doesn't change and you can't see it. You don't have to see it. It's there. It's branded in an unchanging way. When Mashiach comes, that's going to change. In a good way. Huh? How? The Afal Pi Shegamach, even though, even now, that even now, the mitzvah of Purim is to go beyond your mind, and of course, going out of your mind is a bad idea, except on Purim. Purim, there's an inyan of Adelayada before Purim and after Purim. There is not an inyan of Adelayada. Purim's inyan is Adelo Yoda. A person goes above his seichel, right? And that's the axiom, that's the baseline of Purim. Says the Rebbe, nevertheless, so in other words, this would be, so to speak, the emunah beyond the idea now. Ein ze magia, it doesn't touch and reach. L'inyan, the adalayada, the notion of going beyond your mind. Shiyyeh b'yameya Purim, which would be in the days of Purim. La'osid love, says the Rebbe, it's bidugmas, it's comparable. Ha'omal il, as we explained before, ha'amunah da'achshav ibn yoram she'ein be'erach, yoram she'behem ti'amunah la'osid love. So the Rebbe says, you understand that today I can believe in something and tomorrow I'm going to know it intimately. Understand that Purim, which is like the Rebbe says, it's something which never changes because it brings into the world Hedah and Mesiras Nefesh and it changes, like the Rebbe said in the Maimah before, it changes completely what is the Eira and what is the Simcha and what is the Sasna, what is the Yikar, and it even changes it not just for the days of Purim every year, but it changes it as it affects the Yemei HaPurim, Al Kol HaShana Kula, that follow Purim. Also, love is going to be different. Be a higher yadiya and a higher emunah. And again, what I think it means, not there's going to be a greater revelation. There's going to be a greater sensitivity to see God of nature itself. So it's going to be a greater revelation because it's going to be a much more profound experience or a much higher yadiya. But it's not like Purim is going to change fundamentally. It's going to change to our perception. That's what I think. Turn the page. Page, reish, mem, dal. Now we're skipping the next paragraph because this next paragraph goes back to the part of the Maimed which I'm going to teach you later. So we're going to number 7. And here's a Gevaldik Achidish. Vehine. It really is a Gevaldik Achidish. And the Rebbe can't help himself. The Rebbe is telling us that really, if you want to be honest about it, Purim is really a piece of Elam Haba. That's what it is. Purim is a piece of Elam Haba which is planted in Elam Haza. And what is it? It's Bittel, it's Hedah, it's Ish Yehudi, it's La Yehudim, and therefore it's a different Ayra, a different Simcha, a different Sasna, a different Yikar, that's planted in Elam Hazeh, and La'asad Lavei, we're going to see it very differently. So I'm presenting to you a posit, a suggestion, an opinion, an approach, that this means that the Purim of La'asad Lavei is not going to be a higher Inyan of Purim, it's going to be an ability to be sensitive more to what the Inyan of Purim is.
That seems like the real change is in us, not in the actual Purim.
Correct. I believe that that's true. And the Rebbe says, you know how it happens? V'hine, mevu'er b'tanya. It says in Tanya, she'ekol ha'anyanim d'li'asid, all of the things that are going to happen after Mashiach comes. Kluyim ma'aseinu v'vedaseinu b'shit al v'shit ha'va'am. They're depending on what we're doing nowadays. And then, of course, the Rebbe adds 3 more words, b'yuchad b'zman ha'golim. It says in Tanya that what happens after Mashiach comes depends on what we do nowadays in these 6,000 years, especially in Golos. And the Rebbe has a Sikha, why Golos? It's a very interesting Sikha. The Rebbe connected to the Inyan HaBechira. The Rebbe says, because the trademark of Golos is Tshuva. The trademark of Beis HaMikdash is Tzadik. And the Ikir Chiddush of the Yosid Lovi is not brought about by the Aveda of Tzadik, which is Man HaBayis. The Ikir Chiddush of the Yosid Lovi is the Aveda of Tshuva, of going out of limitations. Uvagdom. And I preface. She is a mudgish amenigel of Purim. It's true on Purim as well. Shadav kaidei zeh shayutchil of my midimatz of shakata avdei lachashvedesh anan. That when the Purim story starts, you find yourselves in Golos. V'ad, moreover, afilu la'achrei neis de Purim makata avdei lachashvedesh anan. The miracle of Purim comes and goes. And we're still in Golos. V'haraye, achashvedesh is still collecting taxes. Hine inyin zeh at the same time. Ho ya'achona. This was the preparation. This preparation that now is the preparation for the Yosid Lovei was revealed in the now. You don't wait for us love you to do it. You do it now also. Where do you see it? Because at Purim there's a mitzvah going out of your mind. So what the Rebbe is trying to say is, you want to know what Pesach is after Mashiach comes? Pesach after Mashiach comes is Adal Yadav. You want to know what Shavuos after Mashiach comes is? Shavuos after Mashiach comes is Adal Yadav. You want to know what Sukkot is after Mashiach comes? Adal Yadav. But you don't do it now. You don't do it now. You're not allowed to do it now. No. Purim, you do it now. And the doing Adal Yadav Purim now is what separates Purim from the other Mayadim. And that's the Nesinas Koyach for the Adal Yadav of the Yassid Lover. Obe'efen, in such a way, Shemeya Purim Me'elek Fi Sheheim Achsha, the current days of Purim. And the Rebbe says, Be'efen Shemare Be'etzboi Be'emer Eile, these days of Purim. And I want to point out, Eile is Lashon Rabim, Ze is Lashon Yochid. But remember, there are several days that are called Yemeya Purim, but every Jew keeps only one. Isn't it interesting? There's different days where you could have Purim, but in fact, you have only one Purim. Because Purim is like Yom Kippur. The Rebbe said this in the previous Maimon. Purim is like Yom Kippur, more so even than Shavuos. That it's an inyan of Achaz Bashanos. Even though the Rebbe brings the Lashon HaPosek Eile, it's an inyan of Zeh. V'layavim teich ha-Yehud, v'zichem le-Yosef, v'achagam le-Osed lovish, kol ha-Allah, me'a ne-betelim, me'a Purim, me'a ne-betelim. Says the Rebbe number 8. V'al derech lo b'inyan ha-Lochus. That now we have ha-Lochus. And what's ha-Lochus? You got to do what the Rav says, whether you like it or not. In other words, halachas is also like an adalayadeh. You go to a rav and you ask him a shaila, he tells you what to do. You can ask him a million times why and how. Bottom line is, you do what he says. That's adalayadeh in halachas. Says the Rebbe, Shedav kai debirir atach. We're bringing clarity to the very lowest level. Shein tacht in lemato. Hey menu, there's nothing lower than it. Nasa la osad lovi, it'll affect osad lovi if it niglik for the vayah. Of course, there's two madregas. One madrega is ayin ba ayin yiru, and the other madrega is roko bosa, the hands and the feet. Also, see a lakus, but it's all Purim dik. What's such Purim dik? The Eibush doesn't change his world to make it his. The Eibush just shows us what the truth of his world is, and that's in Yirmeya Purim. And lost his love, we're going to be kalim for Adalayad. We'll be kalim for seeing God when he's invisible. Now, top of page Resh Mem Hey, there's two asterisks, right? Shezel bedugmas indel adayade shakeach azel leichem maya Purim, which we're from adayade, and it's nimshach from Purim into the whole year, and the Osad Lavi is going to be in a higher madrei. So the Rebbe is teaching us something fascinating. And again, when you learn this maimed, after the previous maimed, I guess you could say that the spirit that you're coming away with is, the Rebbe is saying, you should know Purim is really a Mashiach deke inyan. Purim is really an elam haba inyan. But it's already now. Already now. And it's already now by Maisa Bepoyev as opposed to other Yamim Teh. But Lasad Lavi, it'll be even more. And the Rebbe says in the next paragraph, a move and it's understood, to see the Ein Seif that Purim is, now is spiritual. In other words, you don't see it in the physical. Nevertheless, what Purim is revealed to us in Chassidus, which means Shemazbira Zeis, it explains it, and it's a havon of Asog b'chokma b'nevadas, we should actually understand it. Beit Shagam Nefesh Abraham is a chelov, even the Nefesh can understand it. Hine, Purim is the only Yom Tov where the Adal Yada is done today. Kishemazbein and Bazein, one considers what Purim is. Yid already has this in his neshama b'avon of Asog al kaponim, let's understand it. That I feel limchas, that's like a hergish. He doesn't feel what the godliness of Purim is. Bepeil, actually, beleva gashmi in his physical heart. But nevertheless, shekvar mevin bavona vasog, he understands in his mind. That even nowadays, we have the inyan of Purim. Now, I'm not going to explain the zekah ben Adam. This is the maimed of Monday and Tuesday, BL and DR. Okay? So skip to the next line. Purim is an exception that you actually do the avoid of the osed lover, which is adal yada. Now also nifal in the Purim fishi lassamol. So what did we just do? We really learned. It's really a third shiur on the maimon before. That's what this is, and it tells us what the Rebbe was thinking in a way that's much much clearer than the maimon. I'm going to admit I'm a human being. I prepared last Maimed, I taught last Maimed. Now I understand what the Rebbe is trying to say. He's trying to say, A, Purim is an inyan of la'asad lav, now also without any shinuyim, and B, la'asad lav is going to be called together different. Why is he repeating it again? Because he's going to connect this theme to another theme, which is the maimir of this pasha, tzav. What is that theme? That theme is called v'achalta mochl. V'achalta mochl means food that's already been eaten has to be eaten a second time. And of course, once food has already been eaten, it's been corrected, mimavurit. Eating it a second time means a birur on top of a birur, which is an incredibly high thing. And the inyan v'achalta mochl is asher hifla deshemi mochl lahafli. Asher osa deshemi mochl. It's inyan from Pella of the Osad Lovey. Says the Medrish, the v'achalta mochl, which is an inyan of leilam haba, just like Purim is bichal leilam haba, is called zeh korban. Aaron eats all the karbonis, and then there's the carbon of Aaron himself. And the Rebbe says the carbon of Aaron himself is like the v'achalta mochl, food that's already been eaten and digested, is eaten a second time. So the Rebbe says you already have zeh carbon aaron every day. And the zeh carbon every day is a hachone to the v'achalta mochl of the yosed lovei, just like there's a purim now under the purim of the love. That was clear. So I will see you all on Sunday. IYH, Im Yitzah Hashem. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Ukamaimir, Yeser Mimasha, Hapoda, Oisim Haegel.